Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church on this beautiful spring day. It's a blessing to have a real spring day. It's nice to have you to turn out today. As you probably noticed, Kristen is not here today, so we're doing something a little different. This is kind of like the lessons in Carol after Christmas, so this is lessons with hymns and scriptures that we'll be doing today. You'll see the order of things in your bulletin, but we'll have all the songs and scriptures up on the screen. There are, I think, two or three screen songs, so there won't be in your hymnals if you were looking for that. So we welcome you here today, and we hope you enjoy this service today. With that, we'll get started, and I don't know, what is the first song, Arlie? I love to tell the story. I'll show that up there.
Oh, Okay, the first scripture today is Psalm 118, verses 14 to 24. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Okay, this is a second reading. Corinthians 15, 3, 7, 20, 22, 51 to 57. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time. Most of them are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then he appeared to all the apostles. But in fact, Christ has been risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. As by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, also in Christ shall all be made alive. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For the imperishable body must put on the imperishable, and the mortal body must put on the immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Please join in the day of resurrection.
Thank you. The third scripture this morning is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee. After the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us, who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him, all of the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." The next song is "Now the Green Blade Rises," verses 1, 2, and 3, page 247.
The next scripture reading is Matthew 20, verses 17 to 19. "And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, 'See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day.'"
Jesus died, so he came to the grave.
join us in our offering today and provide the tithes and offerings to the Lord. Thank you.
Scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me."
Join us for our next hymn, "Love's Redeeming Work Is Done," the spring song.
Thank you.
The next scripture is John 20, 19 through 29. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked, where the disciples were to fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed."
Join us for our next hymn, "Peace Like a River," verses 1, 3, and 4, number 840.
Thank you. last reading is Revelations 1, 10 through 13, 17 through 19. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, "Write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea." Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe, and with a golden sash around his chest. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are, and those that are to take place after this." The next song to be sung is "I Danced in the Morning," number 157.
I'm not afraid to die.
pray. Dear Lord, we thank you first and foremost for the ultimate gift that you sent to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. The thanks for that will never be able to be repaid. We come to you, as we always do, with prayers and requests. Today we pray for Jacob Dresmicki, prayers that he can find his way and that his decisions will help glorify his dreams. We pray for the Sagi family and that their dilemmas be resolved favorably and that they may remain strong during this transitional period. We pray for Tom Cornelius and his family as he battles back from a stroke this past week. Dear Lord, we pray now for all those names and loved ones that we keep in our hearts and we lift silently to you. Dear Lord, we continue to pray for our world, for our town, our city, our state, our country. We pray for the leaders that they have foresight and can be driven by your guidance. Lord, we pray for our little church. We give thanks for this wonderful family that we have. And we pray that you will guide us as once again in our history we face a crossroads. We pray that we will see what you have in store for us in our next chapter. Lord, we give thanks for the family and friends. We give thanks for this beautiful day and for the fact that no matter what we face, you sustain us. We continue to cling to that. And we pray these things in your name and in the name of your Son who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I just want to thank everybody for being here today. I thank the people who participated. Thank you all for your singing, and Mickey for the music. We'll see you all back here next week for communion. Kristen will be back. She will not be preaching because we're having communion. Jim Gilchrist will be with us, so we hope that you will all be here. And in the meantime, we wish you all a very happy week. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and always. Amen.